Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, and we'll check over our Republican American report. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. I hope you're all rested up.
Well, we've got a busy night tonight, that's for sure. But we had a busy weekend, and once again, as we pointed out, Northwest Corner got a little bit shunned this week because of poor Izzy Tatiello. There were stories galore about the last survivor of the Pearl Harbor attack, and they sort of forgot about Izzy. So the community rallied and made sure that Izzy got his due, and there's been a lot of publicity about it. So, and he was honored at in Canaan at the Doughboy, and again at the VFW on Friday.
97 years old.
97. The man is incredible.
He came out. It's amazing.
And spoke in that brutal cold weather. We were all shivering and worrying about him, and he was out there. But turns out it was the Department of Transportation that goofed. I was talking to somebody from there, and they said, well, we just didn't have any idea that he was out there.
Hello.
Yeah.
Exactly. No idea really is a lame excuse.
Well, it was. Yeah, they really have egg on their face on this one. Hopefully he will be remembered in the future because, as he said, Nick Gandolfo asked him, will you be here? We promise you'll be here next year, and he said, I'll try.
That's right.
Great guy.
As we're speaking now, actually, in Sharon, Connecticut, Maria Horn, 64th District Representative-elect, is at the J.P. Giffords.
Oh.
8:30 till 9:30. She'll be there this morning.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. She's holding town hall meetings at all her towns and ready to start in January.
She was at On the Run from 7 to 8 this morning.
Okay.
And then J.P. Giffords from 8:30 to 9, and then she'll be in Torrington tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So. Good. Okay. Yes, so as we said, Marshall, we had a busy night tonight. Oh, boy.
Actually, it starts at noontime. The Salisbury Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting.
Really?
On the Indian Mountain School ground-mounted solar array.
Oh, okay. And that's at noon?
That's at noon. It starts
at noon. Okay, well, guess I'm not going to make it. But we have Salisbury Board of Selectmen tonight. Yeah. They postponed it from last week, so that's at 5 at Town Hall. And then the double header in Falls Village, the Board of Finance at 6:30 and the Board of Selectmen at 7:30. But to put a ringer in it, Sharon Board of Ed is meeting. It's their regular meeting, however, at 7:15. It's a special meeting on a teacher grievance. So take your pick, folks. You can go lots of places to keep warm tonight.
Well, what's interesting about this meeting, presentation by Sharon Center School Faculty Association regarding a teacher grievance. Now, they did not list this as an executive session.
No, they have not.
So either they hold it or they don't, because they cannot switch this to an executive session after the public notice has been filed.
And generally, those are put in executive session. However, maybe the Faculty Association is asking for it in public session. Maybe that's the reason. However, tomorrow night, the Exchange Club has its Christmas party at the Canaan Country Club. I think guests are invited. Always fun.
Sharon Board of Selectmen have a meeting at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, it's their meeting tomorrow. On Thursday, I believe it's Thursday, the Sandy Hook Vigil, am I correct?
It's Thursday. Yes.
At Chihuahua from 5 to 6. It is the 6th anniversary. No. Is it the 6th anniversary of the, of the shooting at Sandy Hook. I'm sure there are things going on this weekend. I just don't have them marked in yet, but
there's once again a lot of things going on this weekend.
I mean, it's
one of those, Sharon Playhouse on the 15th has their wintertime holiday show.
Oh, right, yes,
At the Mock Gallery.
Yep.
And that is on the 15th. The 14th at the high school, they have the holiday night with Santa Claus there.
Wow. Okay.
From 3 to 7 that's at Housatonic, and of course that supports the FFA. And we remind people that that booth, their tree, that's all open every day until December 22nd.
Yes, yes, 10 to 4:30. They're still got trees and wreaths, and it's the best place to get your Christmas decorations and support the program as well. Yeah, it's great.
They just have a ton of stuff there, and it's a great way the kids learn business. They go on the Dixie, by the way, which I first was lectured about. Many years ago, the Trixie Trouse bird count is on.
Yes.
At Sharon Audubon.
You can go all day, and or even from your window, you can count your birds, and they keep great statistics on what they've seen and list. Yep, that's right. So we had a good meeting last Monday on the hospital, and a crowded Sharon Town Hall, and it looks as if it's for the foreseeable future,
status
at least,
quo.
We still have
a
maternity ward.
I think it's status quo for a while.
Yeah.
How are we defining while? Any idea?
No.
That's the question people have asked.
Sorry about that.
For the foreseeable future, that was the term used.
Yep.
And then again, there was the hearing on Tuesday about the merger with Western Connecticut Health Network, and I understand the Foundation for Community Health had gave a very complete statement about its concerns about the merger. So Sharon Hospital will be, I'm sure, in the headlines for a while.
All right.
Yep. And there are all kinds of singing at gear, silver bells are coming, and it's the holiday season, guys.
That's right.
So with a ho-ho-ho, we'll say bye-bye-bye?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want you to rest up this morning because it's a marathon day today.
Yeah, and it's cold, and
just have your heated track shoes on.
Okay, maybe I'll have a hot cocoa before I go.
I think it's a good idea. All right, Ruth.
All right, guys.
Thank you.
A great week.
Yeah,
talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report. You can always find that information at rap-am.com.